a well-thumbed copy of Not a Good Day to Die, which tells how American forces nearly came undone fighting in Afghanistan in the early stages of the war, lies on a bed in a deserted U.S. barrack room at Kabul Airport. On a table next to it are two water bottles, a couple of empty bullet casings, and a smoke grenade. A bottle of Tabasco sauce, a U.S. military staple, sits on another. In a separate room, an overwhelming smell of rotting food pervades as a Taliban fighter armed with an M16 rifle takes pictures on his mobile phone.